Let's be honest, surveys aren't cutting it anymore. Response rates are low, focus groups take weeks, and at the end of it all, you still don't know how people really feel. Talkalytics changes that. Talkalytics is a voice-based feedback platform that captures what your customers are saying and how they're saying it. Tone, emotion, sentiment, the stuff that actually drives decisions. Whether you're testing brand messaging, creative, product concepts, or just want to know if your campaign is hitting the mark, Talkalytics gives you answers that go way beyond the checkbox. Emotionally connected customers spend twice as much. If you want to create real connection, it starts by listening differently. Head to talkalytics.com/getinsights to see how it works. That's talkalytics.com/getinsights. Talkalytics, because the voice always tells you more. Listening to AW360, a podcast from Advertising Week. Recorded live at Advertising Week Europe 2025 in London, AW360 features thought leadership conversations with the best and the brightest in the advertising, marketing, and technology communities. If you enjoy AW360, we'd appreciate it if you took the time to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice, left a positive review, or shared with your friends and colleagues. Thanks for listening. You're listening to the AW360 podcast, where we're recording live from Advertising Week Europe 2025 here at 180 Studios in London. I'm joined today by Melissa Chapman, CEO of Jungle Creations. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Hey, to start things off, tell us about Jungle Creations.
So Jungle Creations is a publisher-powered social and influencer agency. So when we say publisher-powered, what I mean by that is we started life as a digital publisher, so we've got a portfolio of our own channels, about 150 million followers and different passion points are twisted as a food and drink channel, beauty, crafting, etc. So we do our own audience, mainly through social platforms, and we realized that social agencies were propping up everywhere and actually we had a unique right to play in that space, so launched our social and influencer agency arm, and here we are. We're fortunate enough to work with clients such as Disney, Red Bull, Superdrug, and yeah, that's a little bit, hopefully, a snapshot about us.
Excellent. Well, and this next thing I'm going to say is incredibly impressive and actually makes me feel a little weird. What I started with Advertising Week 13 years ago, and one of my claims to fame here was I was very excited that we grew the Twitter account at the time from, I think it was 1,000 people to 100,000 people. And then I look at this, which says, you helped grow Jungle's audience from 1 million to over 140 million. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not as proud of my 100,000 Twitter followers.
Twitter's a tough, well, X, what should we call it, is a very tough nut to crack as a platform. So it's all relative, and I think that's still very impressive. But yeah, I was lucky to be part of that journey.
What was the secret sauce behind that kind of scale, and how do you keep those audiences engaged?
Do you know what? I think what really worked for us, obviously, it's a very competitive market space. Everybody sort of, even the traditional magazines and moving on to social, everybody's trying to garner those eyeballs. We sort of didn't have an all book. We weren't traditional publishing people. We hadn't come from a school of journalism in the way that others had. So I always sort of said, I'm not the chief creative officer, the audience is. So what I became really good at was understanding data and listening to what the statistics were telling us and making creative decisions on that basis, which for us really, really worked and helped us to accelerate growth quite quickly.
You know, we hear about brands going from URL to IRL, which I love that expression. But what does that actually look like when it's done well? And how do you make online communities show up offline in a meaningful way?
Yeah, I mean, for us, we always had the ambition to be more tangible. So we started our own channels, Twisted in food and drink, for example. It was great to be able to show recipe content that people watched online, but we had this vision of what if they could reach into the screen, grab the recipe, pull it out and touch it, taste it, and experience it in real life. So we launched a restaurant network in the UK. So we've now got over 60 delivery-only restaurants for Twisted. And for us, that's about if you want deep community, whilst social platforms are great for community, unless you really something that people can touch and experience in the real world, we felt that we would not close in that full circle. So that's what we did for us. And what that's enabled us to do for our partners is when we do a campaign with Heineken, for example, it's like, yeah, we'll do you a run of recipe content for your brand on our platform, but then also you can have a limited edition burger in our restaurant, for example. And it just creates something much more, I guess, award-winning, eye-catching, and also just completes that full consumer experience as well.
Yeah, influencer marketing has exploded. That's the understatement of the morning. But it's also getting a lot more complex. What does a truly holistic approach to influencer marketing look like for you in 2025?
Yeah, look, I think influencer marketing shouldn't sit just in a PR team in a siloed way that it used to, where you're just kind of, you know, rent space on somebody else's platform. For brands, you've really got an opportunity to own your own audience online now. So it's about bringing influencers and creators into your environment as ambassadors for your brand, but also not just looking at them as sort of a reach plays or awareness plays, and actually how can you use influencers' performance as well in quite a intelligent media planning model where you can also activate them via paid. And for us, when we look about influencers, it's looking at it not just as an isolated channel, but how does it integrate into your channel management, your paid engagement, your performance marketing, and really through the line. So yeah, I mean, it's a space that's been evolving for a long time. I think it was in fashion, out of fashion. It's now very much in fashion again. And I think it's the responsibility of us as an industry to make sure that it's used responsibly, but there's real measurement attached to it so that brands aren't just throwing money into it for no success. And then I think it's here to stay for quite a long time in quite a meaningful way for brands.
You know, we put a lot of pressure on metrics, but how do you figure out what really matters when measuring social and influencer success? You know, what should brands be focusing on beyond likes and shares?
Yeah, I mean, really, it depends on the brand's ambitions. We work with a range of brands, right? Some that are SMEs, that for them, it's about selling units, like immediate ROI. And then you're looking at things like conversions and what's your ROAS and all of those sort of, I guess, more performance-led metrics. But then sometimes a brand's looking to shift perception. And then it is about sort of your reach, your awareness, or whatever in your community. But you could also plug in quite sophisticated sort of measurement tools now. And we've built our own, I know lots of agencies have, to actually monitor, is perception really shifting for your brand? But if you compare it to TV, the richness of data that's available on social is a bit of a joke, really, in digital. It's about cutting through the nonsense statistics and focusing on the stuff that's really sort of important for your strategy.
You know, you've been on many ones to watch lists. But what are you watching next? What's exciting for you about the future of social and influencer marketing?
Oh, that's such a good question. What am I watching next? I'm just going to take the opportunity to do a plug. We are launching a load of new formats for our media brands. We've got a channel called 4Nine, and we're about to launch a really exciting dating format with quite a big TikTok talent. And for us, it's interesting that we're bringing talent and creators into our channel environment and then brands as well to make this sort of holy trinity. So you've got media owner, creator and brand playing in the same space where I could think you through to create something really special. So watch out for that one.
And is there anything at the show this week that you're looking forward to or that you're thinking of checking out?
There's so much good stuff on. I mean, YMU, a talent agency here, always roll out like the top celebs. So I'm still love the TV talent as much as social talent's very exciting. So I'll be tuning into that one. And look, this is always a great opportunity to catch up the people in the industry. There's a lot of us that are still swinging around after 10 years. So it's a place to bump into pretty much everyone. So yeah, looking forward to that.
It is indeed. Well, if one wanted to find out more about yourself and Jungle Creations, where should they go?
So junglecreations.com, that's our website. But for myself, you can get me on LinkedIn, Melissa Chapman. And yeah, I would love to chat, especially if you're a brand looking for anything in social and influencer.
Excellent. Well, Melissa, thanks so much for taking time to be on the show. This is
great. Likewise. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to AW360. For more podcasts like this one, be sure to check out Advertising Week's ever-growing roster of podcasts for the advertising, marketing, and technology industries, including The Trustmakers, our podcast with the Edelman Trust Institute, now in its fourth season. You'll find all of Advertising Week's podcasts at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.